A 2018 report predicted more than 150,000 jobs in the Pima County region would be lost to automation in the next decade. That's more than 42% of the area's workforce. That report was prepared by George Hammond, director of the University of Arizona's Economic and Business Research Center in the Eller College of Management. Hammond will join U Arizona President Robert Robbins and Arizona Regent Ron Schupman tonight to look at the impacts automation and artificial intelligence will have on the state's workforce in a symposium titled The Future of Work, How to Thrive in the Automated Workplace. The discussion will take place at U Arizona in Tucson, and our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Hammond recently more about his study and how big of an impact that kind of job loss would have.
Well, in terms of impact, what we mean is those jobs may be lost, but a large share of those jobs will be kind of fundamentally transformed. So there will be some job losses, pretty significant job losses due to automation and artificial intelligence over the next couple of decades. But overall, what we'll really see is kind of job disruptions. Jobs will change in such a way that we'll be working much more with machines than we have in the past.
Interesting. Okay, so let's break those things down. I want to start with this, you know, automated robots kind of thing, right? When we think about that, we think about like robotic arms on an assembly line at a manufacturing plant or something. Where else will we see sort of jobs become automated?
Well, the kind of occupations that are going to be most affected will be those in food preparation and serving. So we're already seeing this a bit at McDonald's and other kinds of restaurants where you kind of deal with a kiosk when you go in. Mm-hmm. So that will be there. We'll see robots and machines in general will participate more in the making of food. We'll also see continued technological change in farming. You know, that's historically there's been a lot of change there that will continue. Overall, sales occupations are going to change. So think of the online retailers, that kind of thing will continue and grow. Also, building maintenance and grounds maintenance will change. So imagine the Roomba that mm-hmm. a lot of people have around their living room. We'll see those cleaning office buildings. We'll see, you know, Roomba-like lawnmowers will become more and more common. And finally, production occupations that we've seen in manufacturing that have been the focus over the, you know, for centuries of automation that will continue to be transformed by artificial intelligence and other forms of automation.
Okay, so AI is sort of wrapped into this sort of predictive applications?
Yeah, AI is part of what's being called the fourth industrial revolution. And AI is particularly powerful when it's combined with big data sets. So big data is kind of a catchphrase you hear. And those are just these giant databases, digital databases of, you know, sometimes billions of observations that could be text, it could be images. So think of facial recognition, it could be video files, audio files, even location information. And when you combine the big data with the artificial intelligence, you get something that's really, really powerful and different than what we've seen before.
So when you kind of run down that list of the kinds of industries, the kinds of jobs that will be affected, a lot of them seem like they're on the lower end of the pay scale. What does that do for the broader economy? And how do you sort of help those workers find jobs that they're qualified to do and still allow for them to make money?
Right. That's a big question. You know, what the occupations that are going to be most affected by automation and artificial intelligence will be those that don't really deal with people very much, or if they do, they kind of deal with people in a standardized routine way that, you know, we can kind of teach a machine or a computer or an artificial intelligence to do at the same level of competence. So, you know, the negative impacts are going to focus on those low-skill jobs, and it's going to tend to drive down wages for lower-skill workers. The other side of this is that automation is going to create a lot of jobs. We'll see, you know, new industries, new occupations spring up, but those new industries and occupations are going to require different types of skills, and those skills are going to be much more along the lines of, you know, advanced IT, digital skills, entrepreneurship and leadership will be much more in demand going forward. as well as creativity in complex information processing. So, you know, what we need to realize is that we need these advances in automation and artificial intelligence to drive productivity, because that's what drives our standard of living. Mm-hmm. But it is going to increase inequality. It's going to put downward pressure on wages for low skill employees and upward pressure on wages for higher skilled employees. So one of the things we need to do is to make sure that, to the extent that we can, we make sure that the students and workers coming up have the skills and the tools that they need to really succeed in a workplace that's increasingly automated.
Right. So this is where education comes into play. Like, this sounds like, in order to support the especially low-skilled workers in the economy and not let that completely crumble, like, we will need to reshape our education system in a massive way.
Absolutely. Education is going to be one of the institutions that will be a focal point for dealing with the coming technological change.
What does that look like? Are education systems, are universities like yours starting to reshape that or propose the ways in which we should reshape it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be one of the main topics for discussion at the Future of Work event here in Tucson. We'll have leaders from the Eller College here at the U of A, Paulo Goes, our dean. We'll also have leaders from Pima Community College, JTED, and local K through 12 educators also talking about how they're all thinking about changing and adapting so that the students coming out have the skills they need.
That is George Hammond, Eller Economic and Business Research Director at UArizona. George, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.